events going on in our region and opportunities. We are joined by the gal on the go, Katie Carter from the KBXC studios. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, John and Heidi. I'm here to report on a lot going on in a variety of places in the listening area. I'm going to start with Aiken because there's a new show at the Jaqui Art Center that is called Lakescapes and Landscapes. It's featuring photographer Carol Erickson and oil painter Melissa Srock and oil painter Marty, I think it's Washi, W-A-S-C-H-E. That show is going to be on exhibit till April 27th. It opens today. In Big Fork at the Edge Center for the Arts, they're hosting an artist reception for a new featured artist this month. Her name is Lael McDill, and her exhibit is called Frolicking Figments. And she calls her work sculptures of magic, wonder, and mystery. And I was checking it out, and it is, I've never seen really anything like it. She creates these sculptural pieces out of hundreds of tiny polymer clay slices, and each one has their own little work of art within the slice, and then she compiles them all together in forms of human forms and teapot forms and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's fascinating and intriguing, whimsical, colorful, dreamy, intricate. Those are all words that come to my mind when I look at her things. And so I would just encourage folks, if they're in the Big Fork area, to check, go to the Edge Center, first of all, to just check it out. And you won't, I don't think you'll be upset by checking out this woman's artwork. It's, I've never seen anything like it. When I went to her website, I was amazed. So also, the Edge Center is also having a juried exhibit in July that they're accepting submissions for right now. And artists can submit three pieces for this show, and they're accepting submissions for consideration until May 6th. And if you're an artist or you're interested in being exhibited and even winning, they have some pretty hefty cash prizes for the winners. Check out the Edge Center. It's called edgecenterarts.org for more information on that. And you can find out how to submit your work and hopefully be accepted into the exhibit. Brainerd, the Crossing Arts Alliance, has a new show up this month. It's their Young Art Exhibit featuring work from students from all around the Brainerd Lakes area. And their reception's tonight from 3:30 to 6. In Bagley, I just want to remind you that there's a storytelling workshop at the library with Wendell Affield, who we featured on Area Voices in the past. That starts at 3 p.m. at the library in Bagley, Sunday, free. And now I'll move into Bemidji. The Watermark Art Center in Bemidji, I was over there yesterday. The Mekonon Gallery exhibit opens tonight. It's called They Stitch Well, and it's featuring beadwork from Nancy Kingbird and textile art from Rick Kegajibi. And Rick, I apologize if I mistaked that pronunciation. I was digging all around and calling people yesterday trying to figure that one out, and nobody was 100% sure. So I'll go over and meet you tonight and figure it out. Nancy, though, is a Leech Laker. She started beading when she was 10, and she beaded for years making regalia for children. But she stopped. Her husband had passed away, and she said goodbye to beading for 5 whole years, but then it was pulling her back. And now she's been beading again for 7 years and really honing her craft. And she's found a lot of spiritual healing through her beading. And so this show is going to be really the visual voice of what's come about in the past 7 years of her healing and getting back into beadwork. And Rick creates these huge blankets that tell Ojibwe stories. And I find him really fascinating. The blankets are gigantic. And I find it, in my mind, I associate quilting and blanket making with women. And here's this man who's doing this incredible things. And I found out that his father had taken him to a ceremonial drumming experience when he was 17. And he noticed that fabric and blankets were what people were giving to each other as, you know, thank you gifts and welcoming gifts. And he was just so caught by all that he started sewing blankets with no experience, but just going on his own passion and curiosity. And his blankets tell stories within the imagery on them. And now that was 39 years ago. And since then, he's made hundreds and hundreds of blankets. So he's got a show hanging at the Watermark that I would encourage you to go see. Also at the Watermark, the high school invitational is going on. And this year, the students that are represented are from Bemidji, the Buganagashig School, Cass Lake Bina, LaPorte, Trek North, and the Cass Lake ALC. The reception will be tomorrow afternoon. Everybody is encouraged to go and vote for their favorite pieces. And the Watermark is giving away gift cards for art supplies that will be awarded to the winners. And there's all kinds of mediums from pottery to paper mache and pencil drawings and woodcut prints. I was over there for probably much longer than I should have been during a work day, checking it all out because I just was so intrigued. And it's so exciting to see what's happening with our youth. You know, that's the future of our artists in the region. It's just so exciting to see what they're doing and experimenting with. Tomorrow at the Watermark in the evening, there's a really great event going on. Poet Erin Marsh will be having an opening reception for her new book called Disability Isn't Sexy. Her poetry is a call to people about awareness regarding disability, and it sort of explores the longing and vulnerability and strength that is experienced when living in a disabled body. And she's going to lead a poetry workshop Tuesday night from 6 to 9, and the theme will be how poetry, and specifically writing poetry, can help a person reframe their thinking and work through the tough experiences in life. So that seems pretty amazing. Erin's pretty amazing. That's Tuesday night. A couple other events to keep in mind while out and about in Bemidji. The Art Walk tonight, Gallery North is featuring watercolorist Diane Sauer and nature painter Maureen O'Brien, beloved women in our region. Wild Hair Bistro is featuring a variety of work from the Pine to Prairie Fiber Arts Trail members. So you'll see arts like basketry, tapestry art, wool blankets, quilting, needle felting, hand embroidery. A bunch of cool stuff. Headwaters School of Music and Arts is featuring a brand new exhibit tonight of photographer Kelly Lindquist. Kelly's latest show is called Food and Flowers, and it's a collection of what she calls small but powerful moments in her daily life. And she's featuring food, flowers, and pollinators. There's a reception for her from 4 to 6, and that's going to be followed by the traditional First Friday Coffee House at Headwaters School, and it's Poetry Month. April is Poetry Month. So appropriately, the host tonight is Carol Ann Russell. And to sign up for a spot to read a poem or play a song, you need to be there at 6:30. And the open mic starts at 7 o'clock. And I think I will wrap. The Arts Expo going on. We talked about it Wednesday at the morning show. That's at the Northwest Indian Development Center in Bemidji. All kinds of stuff for artists and grant people who want to write grants. And Monica Hansmeyer is putting on a business of art workshop. She's a fabulous jeweler in town, and she's going to be telling artists how to set up their business. All kinds of great stuff. That's free too. And I know it's almost 9 o'clock, so I have to wrap it up, but I encourage folks to get out, go for a walk, check the sculptures out that we've been not noticing because they've been buried in snow. It's a beautiful time of the year, so get out and check out the art. And if you see art by a kid you know at one of these kid shows, tell them that you saw it. If you loved it, tell them. If you didn't love it, think of something that you found intriguing about it and tell them that, because there's just nothing better for a kid than getting a little rub on the back for the work that they do. So, I want to remind folks, this arts cavalcade is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Mm-hmm.